The Rob Anybody and Dawn Show. That's anybody, as in, can anybody save this show? And now back to Rad Radio.
We got this email from Gerardo.
Hey, hola. And it's part Mexican.
Thankfully, he has a unique name because this is an interesting one. He says, I'm a first-time writer, 12-year listener, and I'm hoping to give my work boyfriend a happy birthday. Okay, that's cool. Who, by the way, is ex-military and now blue-collar worker and recently turned maggot.
Aww.
Here's the problem. I don't have a name or anything on who that person is. So, thankfully, if you have a birthday today and you work with a guy named Gerardo, and you guys maybe refer to each other because, like, you know, you have a work wife, things like that.
Yeah, and that's
your work boyfriend, he is wishing you
happy birthday.
We had Eddie from NorCal Gun Vault on. You can go to NorCalGunVault.com, talk about their their emergency preparedness essentials course. There's one on Wednesday, May 8th, then May 15th, and then May 22nd. Those are all Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. They each have two parts. The minute Eddie walked out the door, Brandon said to me, I am woefully unprepared. And that is kind of the message, is that take some time to think about all of these things. And again, you don't have to go to all three classes. Maybe you hone in on one. Maybe after listening to Eddie and us talk, maybe you go, okay, we can do this. Or if you're Brandon, you can go, well, I know Rob, I can, between him and Christine, I can probably do like all of, but this I can't do with this. I got to go to things like that. We were talking about the idea of, Christine and I experienced this. This is why we have a generator at home now. When we had to evacuate our home, cause we were, the power was out, and it was out for 3 days. We had to get a hotel, and we were lucky that we got one. All the hotels in the whole area. If you know the Sacramento area at all, from Auburn to Elk Grove, sold out within hours of us getting our room. Thank God we were able to rush our dogs to Dogwoods Resort and still get a hotel, et cetera. And we're talking about I think it's like part five of one of their classes is, yes, it is, locations, transportation. Where are you going to go? Mm-hmm. Well, if your plan in your family meeting is, we'll get a hotel. Work that way. Everybody's thinking that. Randall says we had to evacuate for the Caldor fire. The closest hotel was in Vacaville, and we live in Placerville.
Oh, dang. Holy moly.
Oh, hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, over an hour for sure.
Fortunately, that hotel lifted their no pet policy due to the circumstances and allowed our two cats and black lab. What an eye-opening experience for a family of five, including three small kids. Exactly. That's the thing. When it hits and you're not prepared, you have to be ready for these things, and not every hotel is going to do that. By the way, Eddie made a point off the air on his way out. If you go to NorCalGunVault.com, you want to sign up for any of these classes or just anything, you want to buy gift cards, et cetera, don't do it. When you check out, this is just a technical thing. Crap like this happens. They're not trying to scam you. They're not going to send you a bunch of spam, and you can always opt out if you get emails from them. You make an account. Don't do it as a guest. If you do it as a guest, and this is not uncommon, it'll kick you out or screw you over. We're just talking about how annoying websites are. They're working on it, but for now, the last thing I would want is somebody's like, oh my God, we got to prepare. And then you go and you try to sign up for any of these classes and you get kicked out. Well, then never mind. I'm not going to do it. Just make an account. Everything will work out.
Listen, when we lived on property, there were a few things that happened. One point, we lost our water, the ability to use it, and it's just a circumstance that happened on the property. And you're like, okay, now I'm boiling water, right? To do certain things that you need, boiling water to clean yourself or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But then we're also like the amount of water needed to feed all of the animals and livestock we had. And I'm just, and then going to the bathroom outside. But this was for maybe just a week, right? There was one time we couldn't use septic. That was a separate thing. And I'm just going to the bathroom outside. It's almost like you're camping. And that's what I do think of. It's like you're on a very long camping trip. Mm. But I got to tell you, what a pain in the booty just for that short amount of time. Because unless you're someone that likes to camp all the time, every single day, at some point when you're camping and you're roughing it, we all reach that limit, right?
Like, I'm ready for a shower.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be that, but we're not going to be able to have something comforting.
In your example, you still had the ability to boil water, which many of us might not, depending on the circumstance.
Exactly.
So, again, all the information about the classes, they're not until May. Plenty of time to sign up, NorCalGunVault.com.
Movie Master. Master of movies, I'm feeding you lies. Twisting your brain for a really cool prize.
We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. And everybody that wins the tickets is qualified for the grand prize drawing a week from tomorrow to be upgraded to the front row. Caller 18, hello, Sean.
Sean.
Scene.
Sean, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
All right, there he is.
Jesus.
You will guess first. If you know the movie, you win. If not, we will go to Nikki.
Good morning, Rad.
Good morning.
And Lisa, your caller 20.
Morning, Rad.
Morning.
Go girls.
We are looking for a 1988 comedy film.
It's time to go, Mr. Parade.
No.
Now, this film is, you remember what you're playing for. It is kind of related somewhat sort of to the tickets that you're playing for.
It's time to go, Mr. Parade.
No.
Sean, what is that 1988 comedy?
Debbie Does Chicago.
Oh.
I mean, when in
Chicago.
Doubt, try to be funny.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Sherry do Chicago? If Debbie did Dallas, it would be Sherry that did Chicago. Come on. Nikki, do you know?
Is it Big?
And that leaves it up to you, Lisa.
Encino Man?
You lose.
Okay, at least a somewhat, not really.
He was a caveman, not a foreigner.
Yeah,
well,
educated.
But Rob said somewhat, but not really.
Oh, yeah.
He came in foreign to us.
Like, okay, how about this? The best of the three?
Yeah, give her that.
Look, it's a movie about the only connection. So you're playing for tickets to see Foreigner.
Uh-huh.
It's a movie about a guy from France whose visa is expiring and needs to marry an American woman to stay in the country.
Oh no!
So,
American woman.
Yeah. And it starred Gerard Depardieu.
An American woman. She bathes. I don't like it.
That's a fat bastard.
The name of the movie was Green Card. Get it?
Oh, yeah. If I leave quickly, then you keep your beautiful greenhouse.
I don't care about the greenhouse.
It's time to go, Mr.
Parade.
No.
I write.
Let's go.
I write every day.
Next chance for you to win Foreigner tickets. We'll play Treble Trouble at 9 a.m.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.